Exploratory the Second. With each step, the deeper darkness collects and gathers like a wave, bears down upon the tightening harness of fear that settled on your frame. It constricts movements, frees the brain to entertain all mad suggestions and nag at you with troubling questions. What or who will I meet? And what or who do they eat? A slavenous wolf's muzzle peeling back in a grin to let you in? Baba Yaga lying in waiting, your ears trying to unhear her salivating? And afterwards, my midnight sleeper, will carrion crows peck at your peepers? You continue, cobble wobblingly, until your fingertips trawling the air establish contact and your hair stand up on end. There's been a pricking of your thumbs. Has something wicked your way come? This tension, though, is quickly released. No carnivore at you unleashed. A muzzle does indeed await, but this one doesn't salivate. Your outstretched hand being pleased no end to trace the shape of man's best friend, who will never get to gnaw your bones, the poor beast being carved from stone. You crab walk left. Your hand detects another dog, posture erect. You pause, you ponder, retrace a step, and from your arsenal select a sense you hitherto neglected, that of olfaction, your nose directed at the zone between the canine pair, where the flow of ozone-scented air invites egress, an invitation you accept. Unknown to you, the invite was plus one. Who's two? Peeling from the shadows at your back, another shadow shadows you.